For a number of years, readers and scholars alike have wondered if Arizona has a truly great novel, one that's really associated with the state, its culture, its history, one that transcends a more run-of-the-mill book. James Salas' most recent book, Sarah Jane, wouldn't be a fit because it doesn't take place here, but the highly regarded novelist is a longtime Valley resident whose talents are acclaimed nationally and internationally. I've spoken with Salas a few times over the years about his writing craft and his motivations and inspirations, and he and I connected before the pandemic, and we talked more about those qualities and Sarah Jane, which was recently published in paperback. I began by asking whether his novels fit into a particular category and if that makes sense to him.
I am definitely put in a category, especially in the States. Usually it's called noir. You know, noir is like the word jazz. It's denatured now. It doesn't really tell us anything, but it's handy. It's a good marketing term, and it's a way of talking about it. And, you know, it's not that I'm trying to back out of that category at all, because I'm as influenced by Dashiell Hammett and Raymond Chandler and people like Michael Connelly today as I am by, the most literary of writers. That's all part of my heritage and part of my culture, and I have allegiance to all. I think of them as novels. Yes, they incorporate crime because I like to show people on the edge, and I think that the crime novel has implicitly the advantage of being able to do that. You can show the daily life of a character, but you can also show tremendous upheavals in the life or the lives of those characters. And that gives you a wonderful framework and a wonderful feeling to work with. And, you know, I think our lives are much stranger than we realize, and we tend to forget that. And it's always good for us to be reminded of how strange these lives are and how perilous these lives can be. Everything can change in a second.
When you talk about the perilousness or the strangeness of our lives, part of it is just how compartmentalized we all are, right? Or else we'd probably be on the edge all the time. You know, we're worried about what's going on with everything else. I wonder if that affects when you're thinking about characters.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the interesting thing is, and this is one of the things that sort of led to Sarah Jane, is I see fiction as a sort of corrective to history. History shows these sort of broad patterns of things. We want to make this wonderful pattern about from all of these strains, and so many of the strains get lost completely in the process. And fiction can deal with some of those huge, huge things that are going on, but it also shows how people actually lived at the time and how we get through our days. And yes, we have to compartmentalize. You can't go through your day existentially thinking, I'm going to die, or you just can't do anything. You have to shut that away, put it somewhere. You can't go through, I could not get my work done if I were sitting there thinking how the Constitution is being torn out from under us. You do have to compartmentalize, and that takes a tremendous emotional charge away from us. It becomes much more difficult to compartmentalize these things because they are so huge and they're so evident. And in this day of over-informing us, we can't get away from these things. But you still have to live your life. You still have to go to the post office and get and clean out your cat box, regardless of how high your thoughts are and how deadly the world around you is. Those things still have to be done.
Do you have to have empathy for your characters? The characters in your books tend to be real to the point where this is actually, there's nothing mundane about them. And if there is, it's because it's part of who they are as complicated human beings. Do you have to be feeling something where it's true? It's more than just up here. It's going sort of through your entire system.
Oh, absolutely. I am those characters, Steve. I tell my students that it's like method acting. You don't write the character, you become the character. And one of the interesting things about Sarah Jane is, and an earlier one called Others of My Kind, these are the two I've written as a female, from a female
right.
point of view. And whereas all of the other novels eventuated with a visual image of some sort, these two originated by the character talking to me. I was walking down 16th Street one day, and the character in Others of My Kind started telling me how she had been abducted when she was a child and kept in a box under a bed, And I thought, oh my God, that's a novel. And I went home and wrote what became the second chapter. That happened again with Sarah Jane. I had no idea what this novel was about, but Sarah Jane started talking to me exactly the way it is on the first page. And I thought, you know, this is a character. And I wanted to find out more about Sarah Jane. So we just kind of sat down and hung out for a while. And by the second page, I was Sarah Jane. I mean, I was feeling everything she felt, and I was seeing everything that she saw. And, you know, I think that's kind of my job as a writer. We're isolated. We're trapped inside our skulls. And what art does more than anything else is to create a temporary bridge for us to sort of look into the way someone else sees the world.
At the end of a writing day for Jim Salas, how worn out are you? Because you've thrown not just words on a page, you've thrown these emotions on the page too.
I'm actually more energized than I am worn out.
Okay.
You know, physically there is a wear to it, definitely. And, you know, I think you can feel emotionally exhausted in one way, but I'm emotionally exhausted by the kind of investment I have with music too. I listen to a Mahler symphony and I'm sort of, oh, wow, afterwards. But with the writing, I'm a different person. Karen complains, as a matter of fact, when I'm not writing, because I get very difficult to live with. I'm surly. I'm whining all the time. I'm doing all that anyway, but it gets worse when I'm not writing. So it is emotionally exhausting. One of my favorite stories is one of the Lou Griffin novels. I was writing
your series of detective books.
Yeah, yes. And I was writing away, and one day Karen came home from work, and I met her at the door, and tears were actually running down my face. And she just looked at me, and she said, "You finished it, didn't you?" And I had. And the tears were not of exhaustion or of having to say, "Bye, Lou, see you later," yeah, but just at, you know, the emotional charge of having done it. I felt again that something had happened, and I was using the oxygen in the world better, and my blood was redder. It's just a very strange feeling, and that's, you know, maybe that's why we're so hooked on these creative endeavors. Mm-hmm. It's our drug of choice.
James Salas, his latest novel, highly regarded, is Sarah Jane. Jim, good to see you. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Steve. Fun as always.